Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Burt Show's spring break sting operation. For a couple of years there, this is the segment that got us more complaints than anything else. And I totally understand why. If you're on spring break and you're a student, you're an easy, easy target. It was too easy. Like, if you're going down to spring break and you're a parent that allows your child to go, then you sort of have to assume that the worst. They're going to party. They're going to be up all night. They're going to be getting intimate with guys and women. It's going to happen.
You can only hope that you've done your job so that they don't climb from balcony to balcony.
Right. Yeah.
That they don't do something stupid while they're partying, but you know they're going to be partying. You know, right. So they have protected sex and unprotected sex. So they have, you know, a good time, but they're still safe while they're doing it. You know what I mean? That's the only thing you can hope for, or that's the only thing you can really sit down and talk to them about. Because if you sit down and tell them, don't drink underage, it's just futile.
Right. So we've changed the rules a little bit the last couple of years, because in the first couple of years, it was just parents calling up going, hey, give my kid a call, and I'll be listening on the other line, and I really want to see if they're drinking or not. And we're hitting at 100% accuracy, of course. So each year since then, we always get emails from parents that want us to do it. And Tracy's had to be really selective on the ones that we decide that we're going to give the green light to, because there has to be a storyline other than I just want to catch my kid drinking. Because then it's unfair.
Right. Well, and it's a little hypocritical, too, because I think every person in this room could say we drank underage, right?
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So we got a whole bunch of emails the last couple of weeks, and UGA is on spring break this week. I think it was Georgia State last week. I think it's Georgia Tech next week. So we're starting to get a whole bunch of emails. And Elaine might be a perfect fit. She's on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Elaine.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I think my daughter has some inconsistencies in her story, but I'm good.
Okay. She's 19 years old. She goes to UGA.
Yes, that's correct. She's a freshman there. And, of course, she's on spring break, which is fine. And you guys, what you were talking about is I agree with. She's going to party. I kind of know that. She's drinking. I've taught her well, though, you know. However, I did give her, she's in Panama City with her girlfriend. She's supposed to be, I should say, in Panama City with a girlfriend. And I actually gave her $600 to do this because, you know, I mean, I was young. I wanted her to be able to go have fun on her spring break. And she's a smart girl, you know. Well, at least I thought she was. But I was actually over at my sister's, and my niece's Facebook page was up. And my sister was like, hey, you want to, you know, see Kelly's Facebook page? And I did. I wanted to check it out and see some pictures and stuff. And on my daughter's wall, I guess it's on the Facebook wall, it's there were messages from the girls that she is supposed to be with. Things like, wish you could be here, we're having a great time, we miss you. So she's obviously not with these girls, she's not with the girls that she's supposed to be on spring break. And there's also a 26-year-old, at least, he's got to be at least 26-year-old guy that she's, like, in pictures with, you know, very close. Close, obviously, with this guy. So I am thinking that she... I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's doing with my money. I don't know why she's not with her friends. Why she's not where she said she'd be. And I want you guys to help me out because I don't know what's going on.
How many friends are we talking about? Hit her up on her wall saying, hey, wish you could. Wish we were there or whatever.
It was at least 3 wall posts, I guess, from her friends.
And these are the girls you thought she was with.
Different girls. I mean...
So they look like they're in Panama City, but she's not in Panama City with them.
No.
So she did her own version of 25 Things My Mom Didn't Know About Me.
Yeah, so she's got the money. She's supposed to be with her friends, and she is definitely not with them because they're having a great time without her. I honestly thought my daughter would know better than to do something like this. And I hate snooping. I'm really not the snooping type. I was honestly checking out her page. I really wasn't snooping. I didn't think she was anywhere she wasn't supposed to be.
I just think that, as you know, the older you get does not mean that you lose that part of you that, you know, might check out that page or, you know, little curious.
I don't blame you.
You know, my daughter really doesn't hide her page either. I mean, she's making it a public profile anyway, so I don't, it's not like she's hiding it from me. I just happened, my niece's page happened to be up, and she's a friend of hers. I was really surprised, to be honest. So this is such a huge shock to me. I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's doing.
You're a freshman in college, and you got mom's permission to go down and party in Panama City with your girlfriends.
And you're still screwing it up.
Rookie mistake.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, from a picture, there's several pictures where she is all over this guy. He's definitely late 20s.
Mom, I cannot live with all this freedom that you're giving me.
Yeah.
Had she been honest with you and said she wanted to go on a trip with her boyfriend for spring break, would you have granted her the permission?
I don't think so. That's a tough question. I don't know. It didn't come up, so I didn't think I'd have to make that decision.
Has she even told you that she was involved with a guy?
Nothing.
Nothing. You know nothing about this dude.
They were all going down there as girlfriends to hang out, have a good time. She's not involved with anybody as far as I know. I'm definitely questioning everything at this point. You know, she's not with her friends.
Will she call?
I'm worried. I'm actually worried. I mean, I'm assuming she's with this guy, but that doesn't make me feel better because this guy looks like a jerk, so.
Will she call you to check in or anything?
I'm hoping to hear from her, like, maybe tomorrow.
Within the pictures that you've seen with her and this 26-year-old guy, are they in a beach setting or are they just
not even
at a beach?
It looks like they're in every kind of setting. A lot of bar settings.
But you know how you can tell if somebody's at the beach? Like, even in a bar setting, you'd have, like, you'd look sunburned, or you'd have you just dress differently at a beach bar. Do you have any indication that she's anywhere near a beach?
No, I don't think she's on a typical spring break.
But are these pictures recent? Are these pictures now, or are you just looking at old pictures?
It looks like over a span of time. I mean, her hair changed. You know,
right. These
These
were not pictures posted this week. So these were not pictures of where she is now. So she has no idea.
She's with somebody she actually is probably dating, who I didn't even know she was dating, and is likely with him this week.
Here is David, who says that, look, you're totally overreacting. You might be in the wrong here. Hey, David, go ahead.
Yeah, don't you realize that your daughter's 19 years old? She's in college. Like, you have no control over where she goes.
Well, I disagree with
you. Write the check.
Yeah.
But she's going to lie to me? Why is she lying?
I just think you're taking it way too far.
But mom wrote the check. Yeah,
mom
wrote the check.
If she gave her $600, I think your argument is invalid.
David, do you think that, like, if there's no money involved here, then it's a different story?
I feel it's the same way either way. She gave her the money to go have a good time. She's having a good time with a guy.
She gave her the money to go with her friends.
I mean, I did, but we were very clear, you know, boundaries. Right. I mean, she was going with her girlfriends. They were going together. They were staying together. To me, when I gave her the money, I had no idea she was lying to my face.
She committed fraud.
I just don't understand what's her motivation on not telling you. Because if she is 19 and she's at UGA and she has an older boyfriend, why not just tell you that? You know what I mean?
Well,
like, what are you going to do about it? She's at college.
Right.
She's going to date whoever she wants to date. So I'm just curious why she felt like she had to keep it a secret from you.
I think that's what really concerns me, is that...
Especially as a parent who gives her so much freedom.
Yeah.
You know?
How many things she's actually keeping secret from me. It's not just that she didn't go. You know, how many levels of lying and betraying me as her parent, it's wrong, and it makes me really nervous.
Hey, Angie, go ahead. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, the last caller must be not a father and an idiot.
Because it does
not make a difference. It doesn't make a difference how old they are. You're funding her fun. Mm-hmm. You're the one that's paying for it. And you never know what these days. You can't just meet people online, and you can't just hook up with people online. You have to have a sense of safety, and she obviously is not even thinking in that realm. She's not thinking of how, you know, it's great that you met him and you may have known him for a couple of months, but now you're on a personal trip that your mother doesn't know. What if something happens to you? Your mother has no clue where you are. She can't come and help you. We're mothers. We are like, we want to protect them and we want to make sure. We may not be able to help you in every situation, but the last caller is insane. He shouldn't even wasted the call time, but I would feel the same exact way. If I'm paying, I've given you $600, I'd better know where you are.
It does change things with the money.
Yeah. I want her to be my mom. Yeah.
Right.
I feel very safe and protected.
This is actually a great example of if we were going to do a spring break sting, why we would do one.
Right.
Rather than just call down there and bust some student that you know is going to be drunk. There's reason to call down there.
Yes.
And there's reason to find out where she is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Elaine, give us 24 hours. We'll get the phone numbers and we will try to call down there. Our producer Tracy will set it up to where we can get her on, and she'll give us the truth.
I would really appreciate it, you guys. Really.
Okay.
I just need to know what's going on. I mean, if something were to happen, I don't know where she is, so I don't know how to protect her, you know?
Indeed.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm curious what you guys are giving up for Lent. But the more unusual ones, like we're going to cover, I think, some of the basic ones in this room.
Mm-hmm.
But what's more of the unusual stuff that if you told people you're giving it up, they're like, really? Serious?
Weird.
Seems a little strange. We can put you on the voice disguiser if you want. Jeff's wife has given up two major things in her life.
She's given up alcohol. She's gone 40 days with no booze whatsoever, none. And she's also giving up coffee drive-thrus, like going to the drive-thru at Starbucks, because I think she just thinks that she was going to Starbucks. We have a really nice, we bought a really nice cool coffee maker for the house like a year ago, 2 years ago, with the intention of her not going to Starbucks anymore. Like, she would use that, and it was really expensive, so. Well, it did for a while, and then she just started to get back into the coffee thing, like, and driving around, mindlessly drinking it and stuff, so she gave up going through the drive-thru. So if she's out, if she wants to walk to the Starbucks near her house, that's cool, or if she wants to take her laptop and go sit there and be, like, one of those coffee house workers and stuff, that's cool, but as far as going through the drive-thru,
not going to do it.
Not allowed.
Maria, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. Me and my boyfriend, we gave up sex.
Why?
Just because we're not supposed to do it. So we just gave it up just to see if it works.
Who says you're not supposed to do it?
Well, we're both Catholic, so.
The Bible.
So God.
Yeah, so we're both Catholic, so we decided it'd be best if we gave it up, but it hasn't worked yet, so. We've given it up every year, and it hasn't worked, so.
How many days were you into your promise to God before you gave sex back
up? Last year, it went 2 weeks.
Okay.
How long has it gone this year?
This year, it's been the whole time, so I think it's a week and a half.
Nice.
Week and a half. All right.
That's good. Good.
Godspeed.
I love how you talk about this promise to God when you haven't even decided whether you're going to do this or not, or give up anything for Lynn, even though it's already started.
Well, I don't really have deep religious roots or anything like that, but I'm giving up drinking for the next 30 days, and it just happens to fall during Lent, so I could call it that.
Come on.
But
what spurred it on,
then it's
first of all? Come on,
this
seriously.
Weekend, drinking. I'm just not,
seriously.
I suck.
Are you sure you don't want to wait till after St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, I'm positive.
So what happened this weekend?
I'm sick of being hungover. I'm sick of not being able to, like, just turn it. I get like this from time to time. This is not the first time we've had this talk. It's like, I don't know how to socially drink. If I'm drinking, I'm in fourth gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a first gear. So, like, Thursday night, I go out to have dinner with my friends. We end up over the W. I'm hungover on the air on Friday. Saturday, I knew what was going to happen Saturday. but, yeah, I just felt like crap on Sunday, and the family comes home, and it's a wasted day, and I didn't even feel right on the air yesterday. I've never given up drinking for 30 straight days.
Actually,
yeah, you have.
A bigger challenge.
No,
yeah,
I haven't.
Have.
I've given it up. I was doing the two drinks when I went out thing when I was...
No, there was a time on this show that you completely...
This is sad that you've had to do it over and over again.
Yeah. Did I do it? Did I do the 30 days?
Multiple times
yes.
You've done it. You've done it more than once where you've gone like, okay, I'm not going to drink. One of them...
See, it's also robbing me of my memory.
T-shirt, the guy without a shirt, the first picture.
I didn't give it up entirely. I was allowed to have two drinks a night, which I was good about. Now I'm giving it up entirely.
And there was one time, because I remember being, it must have been years ago, because Vision was open.
That sounds pretty sad that you could have two drinks a night, and you were cutting back.
Two drinks a night? That was way cutting back.
Way cutting back. Actually,
do most people just have two drinks a night?
I don't know. I think that's actually a bigger challenge.
Is what?
For you to be able to go out and have one or two drinks.
Stacy said the exact same thing to me last night. She said giving
it up
is a cop
together,
out.
It's, yeah, that's easy for you to do. Because then you just don't go out.
You and I.
The bigger challenge is the other way around.
Had the conversation about being at Vision once when you were there sober completely. No drinking at all. You hated it.
I didn't like that.
Well, I think that has more to do with the people that are around you than you at that point. Because Vision, sober, not pretty.
No. Most of those places, sober, not pretty. So maybe the real sacrifice is to continue to try to socially drink. Melissa, say what you want to say.
No, I'm just smiling.
Don't look at me with those judgments.
I'll
just say what you want.
Because it's not going to work.
I'd rather
work.
You be honest with
it's
me than judge
work.
Me with those eyes.
It's not going to work.
What's not going to work? Giving it up?
I care about Bird, but this isn't going to work because we've been down this road.
but which one wouldn't work? The one where he doesn't drink
Either.
At all? Or just the couple?
I don't think
listen to her. She hates you.
I don't hate you. I'm being honest.
I know you don't. I know
don't
you don't. I'm
you.
Asking you for honesty.
I'm giving you honesty. 30 days is that's tough for you to do. I'm being honest. Nobody else is being honest. Everybody wants to be kissed.
I'm asking you for
I'm
it.
I'm being honest.
Go for it.
The thing is that 30 days, I think, is going to be very difficult for you to do. Not drink at all, ever, for 30, a whole month with St. Patrick's Day and with your buddies after a while. You're just going to be tired of you not going out with them. Mm-hmm. Then, once you go out, you have a hard time just having one or two drinks.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. It's going to be very difficult, which is probably the reason why I have to do it. But I don't know what it proves. Like, if I go 30 days and I don't drink, after the 30 days, I'm going to start drinking again. So what does it prove?
I think
don't bother.
I think the other way could help you change your social patterns. If you can go for a month and limit yourself to a certain number, one or two, whatever you decide,
Seven.
Then maybe that changes your pattern after that 30 days. But I agree with Stacey. It's the cop out if you just go 30 days without.
That seems like a way tougher challenge, actually, than not giving it up at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, than giving it up altogether.
Give it up altogether or just limit yourself.
But he's not personally challenging himself. He's trying to fast from alcohol for a period of time.
Well, he said it doesn't have to do with Lent.
No, it really doesn't.
No. Yeah, but I mean, you're trying to, you're...
No, I think the end goal would be to learn how to socially drink. Because in all these years, I still haven't learned how to do it. In all these years. So I think the bigger challenge really would be, because I could give up alcohol. I really do, even though Melissa's saying that I could for 30 days. And I'd be pretty cool about it.
Because I think you've shown your self-discipline with the workout routines and the diets and all that kind of stuff that you're able to stick to.
But being around people that drink.
I want to go back because if we've challenged himself before, I am curious to go back to see how successful you were at all the drinking challenges you've given yourself over the time we've been together. And then if it didn't work, figure out why it didn't work.
I think he's done them. Like the ones I remember, I don't remember him falling off the wagon. Like I do remember the two drink one. I do remember the no alcohol one. And I think I would remember if he failed at it, because we'd give him a world of grief. So I think I would remember that. But I'm pretty sure he did them all. Like I think you just have the mentality that when you put your mind to something,
I'll do it.
You complete it, unless you get drunk in the before before then.
I think the tougher challenge would be to try to socially drink than it would be to give it up at all.
I wonder how you can set limits with your friends. Like who can help you?
Here's my problem. Yeah. So damn friends.
Well, first you need new friends.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, go ahead. You're on The Voice of Skyzer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm actually giving two things. One basic, and the major one is I don't like to wear underwear, so I'm going to wear underwear.
Forcing yourself to wear underwear for 40 days. Nice.
That's hilarious.
That's pretty awesome.
Good luck with
quite
that.
Quite a pilgrimage.
Now, in the Catholic religion, do you pray to God and tell him exactly what you're giving up?
I do. That's why I gave up chastity. So, I just feel right saying,
Gave up what?
Wear underwear.
What was the other one?
I didn't hear. What did you say?
Chocolate.
Chocolate and not wearing underwear.
Yep.
Okay.
All cool. Right.
Nicely
done. I have to put on underwear
Godspeed.
For 40 days. I don't know if I can make it.
So restrictive.
Save that.
Hey, Chelsea, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I am actually giving up all of the trashy reality television shows that I have been addicted to lately.
That's okay. Wendy is in shock.
I am shocked. There's no way.
I would like you to explain to us what a non-trashy reality show is. Like, what made the cut that is still viewable?
Yeah,
really true. I've actually haven't watched any television other than the news. I haven't watched anything in probably 2 or 3 weeks just because I've been really busy, and it's amazing how easy it is just not to turn on the television. But I was addicted to some of these shows, like what was my favorite? Rock of Love, 1, 2, and however many more there are to come, and I Love New York, and then there was The Shot at Love with Tequila, and they had the bisexual plan, and then there's Jeez. I Love Money, and
ooh, the I Love Money's getting good.
Them, and I would watch the shows, and then at the end of the hour, think, God, what a waste of an hour that was. So I just put my mind to it, and I'm giving up those shows, and hopefully when it's finished, I will not have the need to start watching them again.
If you add up the hours in any given week that you watch reality TV, how many hours are we talking about?
Let's see. It's typically in the evenings after I put my kids to bed, so probably at least 3 hours a night, so I would guess like 20-something hours a week.
Damn.
Wow.
That's like, that is a lot. That's a part-time job, yeah.
They just track me down, and I find them on the television, and I can't resist watching them.
They find me.
They jump out of the TV.
They're always on, though. You can't help it.
The TV changes the channel so that I'm watching it on its own.
It is hard to avoid it. Once you watch the first one, if you get involved in like one character, you're in.
Oh, I love those shows. I'm all about it, especially if there's like a marathon. Yeah, you got to watch all of them.
I wonder if Wendy, you watch even more than that. Because all those shows she was mentioning.
Each day. Yeah. I mean, there's Rock of Love on Sundays, and then there was Tool Academy after that.
What is Tool Academy?
It's where they brought their boyfriends in to be Mr. Awesome, but then they told them they were big tools and they had to graduate from the Tool Academy.
That is what your life has become.
My favorite part about those shows like that is
if I had a morning show on the Rock Stage
Tool Academy,
it would be the Tool Academy.
My favorite part about those shows is that like none of that happened as an individual project. Like somebody went into a boardroom and said, "Hey guys,
I know.
Here's my idea, Tool Academy." And then there's 10 other people in the room. Like at least 7 of them had to say, "That's a money maker."
All in favor of Tool Academy, say aye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm always a little reluctant to ask you guys to call in this early because I know you're busy trying to get the kids off or whatever, get into work. But I'm going to try anyway this morning because I read a statistic yesterday that to me was overwhelming, and it also contradicted everything we talked about a couple of times last week.
Okay.
Because last week we were talking about women and how they were more upset about their men gaining weight than they let on to their men. Like maybe dudes put on 50 pounds in 4 years or whatever, and their wives haven't said anything. And they were calling us up on the voice disguiser last week and emailing us saying, "Yeah, you know, I've never told my husband this or my boyfriend, but I think he's gross." Because all the weight he's gained.
Right.
And then I read this in Glamour magazine. It says, 6 out of 10 women won't date or even look at a man who is skinnier than they are.
True. Oh, yeah. Most of my friends are that way.
Seriously. Yes, maybe as a guy, I was shocked by that.
I could not date a guy smaller than me.
Really?
No. It would make me feel inadequate.
6 out of 10. That means more women won't date a skinny guy than would.
Mm-hmm. If they're skinnier than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, from my friends and I that have talked about this, they're like, we want to feel small with a guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We want to feel protected. It's a whole protection thing. A man should protect a woman, so you want a guy that's bigger than you.
And it's an attraction thing, too. You want to feel attractive to them, and so if you're bigger than them, you feel, I would feel less attractive.
I do.
And also, I would agree with that because
because
a man should not be able to wear your jeans.
Well, that's extra.
Like your jeans be too big on them.
Yeah, like a real man doesn't wear skinny jeans.
I was really surprised by this, maybe just because I'm a guy, but yeah, to you guys, it's like no big deal. It's like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, total no-brainer. Yeah, because some of my friends won't date guys not only like shorter, but also width-wise. Like it's almost like a comparison of their shoulder width.
Yeah.
Like they want a guy who's got more brawn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take an instant look at him and based on his brawn or his thinness. I knew, Lord, no one knows more about short than I do. So I knew that, but I didn't know skinny.
That is so funny because Katie and I teased about this. Back when I did date guys, I would only date the skinny guys. Like, I didn't want to date the guys that were brawner or meatier.
Really?
But, of course,
that's
I was gay. So I ended up, I wanted to date the girlier the guy was, the more I wanted to date him. I was like,
huh,
what do you think about this?
And he kind of looks like his mom.
Weird. And he's got such nice skin.
He's a little effeminate. Yeah, a little effeminate.
And it turned me on. Weird.
That's awesome.
404-741-Q100. Yeah, I thought this was going to be shocking. Not at all. Mm-mm. Not for you guys. Hey, Stacy, good morning.
Hey, my husband is actually, he weighs more than I do, but he's taller and he's a lot skinnier than I am. And I'm an 18-month-old, so it's trying to keep up with him. He drives me crazy because he will go to McDonald's and get like 3 double cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, and a large sweet tea, and still is so skinny. Drives me crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of these gender things where I read it yesterday, and I'm like, this is really shocking information.
Yeah.
not so much.
Because, like, I don't know, like, when you're, like, laying down or you're, like, snuggling or whatever, like, you want to be able to, like, be, like, in their arms and not be smothering them.
like you're, like, the pancake.
You know what I mean? You want to feel, I don't know.
Protected.
You want to, like,
necessarily
bigger and
protected. It's just,
I want to hug something. You don't want to hug yourself.
Yeah, and then, like, well, it's too early to talk about that.
Go ahead.
No.
Or just be good about it.
Well, if they're, you know, you're intimate. I'm trying to figure out how to describe it without it being too much for this early. And I haven't had enough coffee yet to make my brain fire that fast.
You don't want an intimate partner who you're dominating.
Hmm? No, that's not what she was going to say at all.
Yeah, not the right choice of words, Jeff. But,
well, there's certain, well, it's hard to describe. There's certain, I can't figure out how to say it. Never mind.
Tell Melissa, you got to say it now.
Okay. Yeah, hold on.
Thanks, all.
Hold on. Do 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 do. Game show music. Game show music.
If you're doing anything non-traditional, then you don't want to, you know, crush anybody as a woman.
Okay. So you don't want the guy to be so fragile that.
Yeah, get off, I can't breathe.
Yeah, and if anybody says that to you, then you're not going to feel sexy.
No, thank you.
Or skinny.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. I think you broke me is generally not a line that's going to turn you on a bit in any way, shape, or form. Good morning,
women,
Nikki.
Yeah, women always want to feel small and petite.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
You guys are so funny. My boyfriend and I are like Jack Sprat and his wife. He is 5'11", about 135-140 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm 5'2" and a big old gal. You know what I mean? So, but it is, there's a lot of insecurities that come with that. I don't know about other women, but, you know, is he cheating on me because I'm not attractive enough? You know, and the whole thing, like you were just talking about, mm-hmm. in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hurting you? Are you okay?
What's the safe word? I can't remember the safe word. Yeah, not shocking material.
I looked at that
and I'm like, no way.
Yes way.
Way.
I would guess if we asked skinny guys if they had a harder time dating than short guys, they might almost have a harder time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I would have never predicted that.
Yeah.
Huh.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
So, Lyndall, I get in studio this morning, and I just ask Lyndall how her weekend went,
mm-hmm.
and it just struck me. It feels like to me, every time I have talked to Lyndall about planning her wedding, it feels like it has been so labored for her. Like, I have never met a woman that it feels to me that dislikes planning a wedding more than you.
I don't dislike planning my wedding. I just, it's not a big deal to me, and I don't get stressed out about it. Like I was telling you earlier this morning, it's not important to me that the tablecloths match the wallpaper that matches the carpet, or like what specifically you're eating, if it's chicken, rosemary, or chicken, lemon, and herb.
Be careful what you're saying. Tracy is listening, and she is pregnant. We don't need to hurt her heart right now.
I know.
The tablecloths don't have to match the napkins?
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, apparently.
Are you out of your mind? You just got yourself fired.
I just don't. It's not a big deal to me because I figure people will have fun regardless of like all the specific little details. But I know that there are girls out there that that is important to them, and that's great. And then they'll be happy with their wedding, but I'll be happy with my wedding if people enjoy themselves. So
the whole process to me and talking to you, you just feel like it's kind of stupid.
It's not stupid. It's just I didn't realize how much stuff you'd have to do. And I'm not getting stressed out. And I was telling them last week that it's my mom that stresses me out the most because she gets really anxious about everything. Whereas I'm just like, whatever, if it sounds good to me, it works. And I'm just really laid back about it and get things done. And I make a to-do list and everything pretty much gets checked off every week. So,
how about your fiance? Is he getting stressed out about it?
No, neither of us are.
No.
We're both just really chill and really relaxed. And
it's the stress around you that's stressing you
out.
Yeah,
it's that. It's
not
us.
It is like
us.
The most probably lackadaisical wedding planning ever. Because it's not lazy. Y'all are getting it done. You're checking things off the list. But I don't know if lackadaisical is the right word then.
I don't think people trust the fact that you're not stressed out, which is got to be fact.
Yeah. Maybe it's apathetic.
Yeah, this
is
the first time,
right? It's like the most apathetic wedding planning ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, I just want to get married.
Yeah. This is the first time I've ever heard a woman say when she's planning her own wedding day is, well, whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
That just goes against your genes right there.
Oh, yeah.
You must be lying.
Not really a girl.
I wonder if there's a time that we could open up the phones and have Lyndall be in studio and have women who are planning their wedding call up and just like vent to her about the thing that you know is petty. The thing that you know, like, I went in there and I went to the shop and I reserved the, you know, Savannah style flatware. But then they rented it to someone else and I have a signed contract. Now they have to give me the Savannah Deluxe and it's different. And just unload on you. Yeah. And then, Lyndall, you can say, it's flatware. What are people, describe the flatware at the last wedding you went to.
That will only anger people more.
Right.
Her calmness will only anger people more.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's they're looking for some solidarity and it's not going to happen.
There's just like
here.
Little stuff like flatware is important. Like, you'll talk to catering companies and they'll just specifically not, unless you ask the right questions, you don't get the right answers. And so a lot of times you're like, what kind of flatware they use? And I'm like, we use, you know, like recyclable. I'm like, I don't want plastic flatware that looks metal. Like, I want actual, you know, flatware that you would use in your own home.
If I want plastic flatware, I want plastic flatware that looks plastic.
Yeah. But so a lot of places will.
I want people to know I don't care.
Right.
Barbecue style. No. But stuff like that that you don't take into consideration or. I was talking to Tracy, and she said, make sure you, like, find out how big the plates are, because they'll just say, oh, yeah, we provide plates, but they don't tell you they're, like, the size of a saucer, and you can't put anything on that other than, like, a bread roll.
Right. It's like going to that, like, the Atlanta Magazine Dining Out thing, where they give you that little itty-bitty piece of a dish, and you can't put any real food on it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same deal. Good morning, Kelly. You're on Q100.
Lyndall, I am so with you. I'm 37, got engaged in August, have no desire to plan a wedding at all. I told all my girlfriends they can do it. Everyone's like, when's the date? When's the date? I'm like, we don't have a date. I don't care. I just want to have a party. I don't care about any. I don't want to plan one thing, not one.
Yeah, it's just for other women to hear that, it must be like, who are you? And keep that to yourself.
Well, we're not alone. There are lots of women out there like that.
I just don't care.
You just don't. Because there's the whole bridezilla myth, you don't come out and just be like, well, I'm completely opposite. It's just not normal, I guess.
What's going on with the kid issue? Because I know you guys
I have been to so many weddings in the past 3 years, and that's the best part about me having to plan my wedding now. I've gotten to see what I do and don't like about everybody else's. And one thing I don't like is little kids at the wedding reception. We don't drink alcohol or anything, and so it's not having to do with like it being alcohol related, it's dry wedding, reception, whatever. But just seeing the parents bring their kids in car seats, put the car seat on the table that's supposed to sit 10 people, but you can only sit like 5 because they've got their diaper bag, their kid, and like all this stuff that totally disrupts just the whole atmosphere of a fun reception because you've got little kids running around, people pulling the tablecloths and the plates on the floor. And it's just not an adult environment.
So, and you said something about a fun reception, but you said there's not going to be any booze there, right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You can have fun without drinking, Bert.
What time is
that's a myth to you.
I was like, Wendy, what?
Somebody told you that.
What?
Those are not your ideas.
Yes, no, it's not.
What time is the what time is the reception?
Ours is in the afternoon.
Okay, so look,
it's like 1.
1 to when?
Like 4.
1 to 4. On a Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
No alcohol?
No alcohol.
1 to 4 on a Saturday, huh?
Mm-hmm. And it is her wedding, and she gets what she wants.
Yes. Yeah.
What are the fun things that are planned for this reception to take the place of the booze?
Well, since you'd be there with friends, you can talk to your friends. We've got a photo booth, a DJ, like just other stuff to where you
What sober
do
adult
stuff.
Gets into a photo booth?
Lots
Let me
of
tell
them.
You something. I had a photo booth. I had a photo booth at my birthday party. Early pictures, boring. Late pictures, bribery. That's blackmail right there. So, yeah.
You know what? You can sneak in a flask if you really need to.
That's
but you'll be the only drunk person and we will all laugh.
Oh, no. There'll be plenty of us. You just won't know it.
Then, like, eight in here.
Hey, would it be, we're not Mormon, so we're not allowed to the ceremony.
So can we tailgate?
So we could do something else. Mm-hmm. We could pre-party tailgating.
Tailgate.
Outside the wedding.
My thing is that we have not received any invitations yet, so I would say, based on this conversation,
yeah,
we may not
be. She's talking like her wedding's all done, yet we have never...
I'm ordering the invitations this week. That's my thing to do.
No pressure.
Let me ask you, I'm surprised you're not e-fighting people. Forward this along. would it be considered, and answer this honestly, but would it be considered offensive if during the ceremony we did tailgate?
I wouldn't be offended.
Would there be anyone in your family who would be offended?
No.
Are you sure?
Come on.
It's okay
honest.
If it will.
We're going to do it either way. We're just wondering
They're
who we got to stay
Mormon
away
parents.
From.
They wouldn't care. It's your decision. It's you. Yeah, it's not us.
But I mean, if you want to go to hell, Jeff,
with the exception of Carter, we're not going to get schnockered falling
like
down,
chaperone,
puking in our
as always.
Hoodies drunk. It's going to be like...
I can't commit to that.
It'll be a respectful intoxicated. I just think it would be funny to have, like, bring on a full-on, get somebody's dually F-250 with the grill on the back, inflatable
awesome.
Chair, and when you pull in from your
I
wedding...
I would take pictures of that.
There's the bird show in inflatable fun. Furniture tailgating. In your
These are my coworkers.
Yes!
Yes!
Flat screen TV.
You won't have to announce it. You won't say, oh my God, is that the bird show?
Yes. Bird will be on the roof of the Winnebago with no shirt on, heckling people who are going to other weddings. Oh, what's going on? You're going to the Bobski wedding! Bobski wedding song!
The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.